This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
I am privileged once again to be joined by Aaron Babbitt. He was married to Ashley. Aaron has become a good friend and a friend of Newsmax and WABC. Aaron, welcome back. How are you?
Greg, I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, how long were you married to Ashley Babbitt, your wife?
We were married June 25th, 2019.
What was she like?
She was an amazing person, man. I mean, I like to describe her as like a unicorn. You know, men can go many years without finding that one woman that, you know, just... You can check every block off with her. She's my best friend. It's been rough. It's definitely been rough.
And I hate to bring this up, but you found out about her death by watching it on TV.
That's correct. Yeah, I got a phone call from a person I don't normally talk to. He said his wife thought she had seen Ashley on TV, something about a door or a window. My heart just sank. I hung the phone up, turned the TV on, and the first image that I saw was my beautiful wife laying on the floor with blood coming out of her mouth and nose.
Look, anybody who looks at any objective person who looks at that videotape sees an unjustified shooting. There's just no way to justify it, and they have to engage in hyperbole. They have to engage in dramatics to try to convince you that she was assaulting democracy. Oh, she was waging a coup. Oh, she was an insurgent, an insurrectionist. I mean, those are inaccurate, but those are all political labels. When you get right down to it, she wasn't doing anything that warranted a gunshot. Now, what do you know about the man who shot her, Lieutenant Michael Byrd? Just what do you know about him?
Well, I know he's been on the force for about 26 years, I believe. He's a lieutenant. He had, prior in 2019, had left his firearm unattended in a visitor's bathroom for many, many hours. He should have been fired for that. I also know through investigations that he has two bankruptcies during his tenure at the Capitol Police, which I actually thought about this last night. I don't even think he's qualified there to even be on the job for that. You know, we all have clearances. We have to fill out financial, you know, statements for certain jobs, and credit's a big one because you're liable to, you know, be extorted or anything else if you have financial issues. So the fact that he has two bankruptcies while working for the Capitol Police, and you compound that with the firearm left unattended, he shouldn't even have been there to shoot my wife.
Yeah. Now, if it wasn't him, do you think it would have been somebody else? Now, look, I get callers all the time that Paula, as a listener from New Jersey, she's fascinated by this case. She has a tremendous sympathy for you and Ashley, but she thinks it was a plot. She thinks there's all kinds of things. She's telling me stuff that she sees in the video that I don't necessarily see. I see some pretty weird stuff in that video. I see the cops walking away for no reason whatsoever just before she's shot. See all kinds of weird stuff. But what do you say to those who think there's something broader here, that, you know, there might have been something deliberate or planned about her killing?
I mean, it's hard to go down that road, but I think it was last week or a couple of weeks ago, you laid it out pretty well that we finally got that process started, you know, with the congressperson and the senator signing off on that. It's hard not to think that maybe that was the way to get that done, and, you know, to wipe it off the table and to let people into the Capitol and, you know, ultimately, you know, I think the actual shot and the murder, you know, was down to Lieutenant Byrd himself. But I do think that there was a plan to allow everybody into the Capitol to disrupt that process and just say, you know, we're solidifying, it's done. Everybody needs to get out of here because it's not safe anymore.
It's interesting. A couple of weeks ago, I was just doing it, and you look at what the Democrats tried to do in 2000. They tried to object to the election. They couldn't get a U.S. senator to sign on. They tried it again in 2008. They tried it again in 2012. They tried it again in 2016. Republicans actually were able to do it. A member of the House and a U.S. senator. That's what you need under the Electoral Count Act of 1887. It's a provision under the law. It's totally legal, totally constitutional. And the fact that that was making headway, I believe that that is why the protesters were let inside. They wanted to disrupt that process. And I think, I don't know, but I think, you know, the killing of your wife made that process completely untenable. There's no way that they could continue with the debate if somebody had just died outside. And the more I think about it, I'm becoming convinced that someone decided if somebody dies today, we'll be okay. The election will be certified the way we want it certified. So look, what's the status of the lawsuit? You've been talking. I've heard from lawyers, publicly speaking on your behalf, and it's been about a year and a half. These things take a long time to set up. What's going on? It seems to me like you have a great case against the government.
Yeah, we do have a great case right now. I mean, as you know, I am in between attorneys. We mutually amicably separated, just weren't seeing eye to eye on certain things. And this time, I'm taking my time. I mean, I have the case file. There's some hard stuff to look at in there that I've had to see, but you know, I do myself a favor and just rip that Band-Aid off every morning and look at something, you know, just see what people are talking about, Ashley, so nobody else can really rattle me throughout the day. But there's a couple different attorneys have the case file, and they're doing their due diligence, and I'm going to take my time this time. I kind of rushed into the last engagement, and I'm not going to do that again because this has to be done right. This is not about me or Ashley. This is about America at this point. I mean, this is just wrong.
It is just wrong. There's no way this can stand in America. The fact that there isn't more outrage, more visibility about this case, and I think I may have told you, I told my listeners that the next day, January 7th, I turn on the news to see what the hell happened. At 6:30 in the morning, I'm watching the Today Show special coverage, and Savannah Guthrie and Hoda are just chit-chatting about their own impressions of the Capitol, and, oh, I used to live here, and, oh, these insurrectionists. And I'm like, when are they going to talk about the dead lady? I'm sorry, but wait, somebody died in that building right behind her, and they didn't talk about it. And there's something very, very suspicious and very, very odd about all this. Hey, suing the government can take a lot of money. Because there's discovery and the government, they've got all the resources in the world. If folks want to support your efforts, how can they do that?
I would just say keep an eye out for the Give, Send, Go. I know you've mentioned it a lot in your show. Right now it's frozen on purpose just because we're in between attorneys. So that money is frozen. I don't even think you can actually pull up the Give, Send, Go right now. But once I get into another agreement with an attorney, that'll be reactivated. Give, Send, Go, Justice for Ashley.
Justice for Ashley. There's a lot of support sites on Facebook and whatnot. And hey, you're a Marine, right? You were served in the Marines?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep, I'm a pilot. And I actually never got to mention to you, but I was there the day that the Joint Strike Fighter rolled out at Pax River, Maryland, that replaced your Harrier.
That's right. The Joint Strike Fighter did. And by the way, your job in the military, it's a pretty high-end, specialized field. You were working on helicopters. And I know that the type of work you were doing, you got to be pretty smart. You got to qualify to do it. Explain to us what you did, what your responsibilities were, please.
The label was aircraft mechanic. I worked on Hueys and Cobras. I was actually part of an upgrade team where we upgraded the whole fleet. But it was the powertrains, rotors, pretty much everything that makes the bird turn. That was my gig.
Isn't it amazing? I could fly one, but I could never fix one. I could never do that. I could never do that. And thank God the Marine Corps said, well, Greg, we don't want you to design it or fix it. You just got to fly it. We got other people. We got smarter people who can fix it. People like Aaron Babbitt. Oh, yeah. Aaron, so appreciate you spending some time. Good luck. Stay in touch. Aaron Babbitt, the husband of Ashley Babbitt, who was so wrongly taken from us on January 6th. Everybody can see it. It was an injustice. But I am convinced, Aaron, that justice will be done someday. I know it. I know it. I know it.
It'll happen. It's definitely going to happen. I appreciate your time. And thank you to all your listeners. They're amazing. I listen to your show and hear them all call in. They're great.
Thank you, pal. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.